Locker Room Chats here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. I'm pleased to be joined now by the Centralia girls basketball coach. That is Dusty Thompson, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, couple games on tap already in the book this week, and let's start Monday night against a very good Riverside team that's in the mix in the Northeast Kansas League. You guys get them at home. You get the win 48-33. Let's start Monday night. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Defensively we played well. We played well a lot of the season, but offensively I felt like, especially early, we struggled hitting some shots, and then we got kind of caught up in taking shots we didn't necessarily need, trying to be the one to open the rim up there and find a way to get some shots. But we settled in a little bit in the second half and found a way to win a game.
How about the game against Frankfurt on Tuesday night? So you go back-to-back league contest against Frankfurt, as we mentioned. That was a 63-22 win. So, offensively, just by the sheer numbers, certainly better than the Riverside game. But do you feel like you made a nice jump from Monday night to Tuesday night in terms of that?
We did. And I told the girls in the locker room last night, I said everything I thought we did wrong Monday night against Riverside that kept them in the ball game was everything we did right Tuesday night. So I thought, moving the ball, we hit shots, and people say, well, you hit shots, it makes things easier, and it does, but we hit shots because we found the open girl, and we knew we were going to find the open girl, and that girl was ready to shoot it when she caught it. I thought Monday night against Riverside, sometimes we caught the ball off guard because we didn't make the right pass two or three times, and they weren't ready to shoot it, and I thought last night, ball movement was much better.
Coach, let's take a look at just kind of where things are at when you look at kind of where the top of the league is down the home stretch here of the regular season. Hanover, you guys, Lynn, all sitting there with one league loss. Certainly there's a lot to still be decided here in the final couple weeks, but you still get Lynn, you get them on Friday, and then turn around and play a really good Axtell team early next week. You still got a Wabunsee team late in the season that's, a top three team right now in 1A D1. So you guys get a very tough, end of the regular season schedule here starting on Friday with Lynn. Kind of the expectations down the stretch, what are you hoping to see from your team starting with Lynn on Friday?
I think the expectation is that, we're to the point in time in the season where you want each night to be a little better than the night before. We're not quite to the point where you want to peak yet, but you want to start showing signs that you're getting there. And I think for us, we'll find out a lot about where we set as far as that goes on Friday night with Lynn, because, in the tournament, their defense is great. They got in our face some. We didn't like it to start with, and, we finally settled in, but like I said, for us, I think the big thing is make sure that game by game now we're taking those strides we need to get where we want to be at the end of the year.
Yeah, Centralia taking on Lynn in the TVL tournament. You guys got them back then a few weeks ago or late in January, 57-41. But now the league contest here on Friday on the road at Lynn. Axtell Wabunsee still on the schedule coming up next week as well. That is Dusty Thompson joining us, Centralia girls basketball coach. We always appreciate it, good sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.